I was, that's how I got into the field in the first place in Upper Peru. I wrote quite a few papers on the, in the area. Mm-hmm. So when I came to Stony Brook, I thought that I might set up at least a subgroup in this area. And I hired some fellow who's got his doctorate in network theory at Case Institute, I think. I hired somebody else from Brooklyn Poly. For some reason, it never worked out. Mm-hmm. I guess the network courses are now taught in electrical engineering. Mm-hmm. And as I say, when I was chairman, I didn't have too much time to devote to the research in the area myself. When I stepped down after 11 years, my interests had changed.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah, so I went into other areas, I pursued those, somehow I wound up in combinatorics, mm-hmm. eventually. This is what I'm doing out there, I'm going to be doing out there.
Out in Arizona?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that term?
Combinatorics.
I see. Can you describe it or define it?
Well, yeah, you remember in your your high school days when you took intermediate algebra. You took up permutations and combinations. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the basis of it.
I see.
It's, excuse me, got a frog in my throat. It's really finite math.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's stop it for now.
Okay, what else would you like to know? I mean, it's kind of mixed up here.
Well, let's check the questions. 13, were your activities confined to the Stony Brook campus, or did you have relations off campus?
I would say mostly the Stony Brook. I did a little consulting, but...
With industry?
Yes. I consulted for Sperry 1 year, I believe. And that was it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I had no relations with the central office in Albany.
Right. Did you feel that you got support from the local administration? This is John Toll and the deans. What about Howard Pond? Did you have anything to do with Pond?
No, not really. I certainly was supported by the Dean of Engineering,
Irvine and then...
Yeah, whoever came in after Truxell or... there might have been someone else on there. I may have forgotten the names. Well, I indicated I didn't think that engineering was sort of number one on the list when it came to hand out money and positions.
The hard sciences were tops.
Yeah, that's what I felt when Toll came in. And hired people like Glass, Bentley Glass, and Yang, and set up this institute. Mm-hmm. So, well, maybe he had a plan whereby first build up the hard sciences, then go to the applied sciences. But I felt that the growth in the applied sciences was very slow. Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything to do with Earth and space science?
No. I don't have anything there. They never asked us for any service courses. I don't know if their requirements required any mathematics or not.
Did you know anybody in Earth and space?
Well, I knew, but...
Toby Owen, for instance?
Who?
Tobias Owen?
No, I didn't know him. No, I didn't know him. I knew some people. I mean, I met them socially, I suppose. But we really didn't have anything to do with them at the technical point of view, as far as I recall.
Yeah.
Now, of course, later on, when we set up our statistics program...
Do you remember when that was, approximately?
Well, I think we started... soon after the division, maybe even before the division. So it was around the 70, 1970, that we set up a course. Mm-hmm. When we set up the division, we set up a couple of more courses. Mm-hmm. And finally, they now have a whole section devoted to statistics. And we have a whole group of statisticians, including a fellow from Columbia who's there on a part-time basis, Robbins. We hired him, and that was the first big name we had, I think, in statistics. Mm-hmm. But he's only there on a part-time basis, as I know. I think he's still at Columbia for some... I think he still maintains some relationship with that. But he, I believe, got us some younger people that were very good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is once we set up the statistics department, then the statisticians worked with people all over the campus, in the med school, in biology, and so on. Wherever there was a statistical component in these other areas, they would, on occasion, come to ask us something, questions, and it would wind up with a cooperative arrangement where a fellow in our department would work with them. So, for all I know, there may have been somebody working with Earth and Space.
Yes. Yeah.
But at that time, I was no longer chairman, and I didn't really keep track of all the relations. But I know that the statisticians were working with people in other departments.
Well, as 14, as you look back, what do you feel you accomplished?
Well, by 1971, I had set up the department.
Yes.
Not to the extent that I wanted to, but to the extent that the funds were available. Mm-hmm. And we were starting to be recognized. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, we had set up a curriculum in applied mathematics, which was one of the first. Mm-hmm. Soon thereafter, all the other places set up curriculum in applied math. MIT and so on, they all went into finite math. We had started, but we didn't have the manpower, really, to pursue this to the extent that I would have liked. But I had, from my experience in industry, mm-hmm. and seeing what was needed, mm-hmm. and set up a curriculum. A lot of it was a paper curriculum, because we didn't have the money to hire the people to fill these spots. But now it's a commonplace thing, yeah. all over.
Is there a disciplinary organization, an organization within the discipline on a national basis that does any kind of accrediting of applied math? You know, there's one in chemistry, for instance. There's one in engineering.
There must be, because I remember some sort of listing of the various departments. Oh, wait a minute, not in applied math, no, pure math.
Pure math.
Applied math, I don't know of any such.
How do you feel about the present stature of Stony Brook, and about the relative speed with which the university has been developed in the last 30 years? It's had 30 years of development now.
30 years. Well, I'd say it's been remarkable for the short time. The name is well known now, mm-hmm. all
yes.
over the country.
Yes.
And there are certain areas that are stronger than others, I suppose. But I feel that the applied math department is a fairly strong one. Compared, you know, in comparison with other programs of the same kind.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Tucker, who's now our chairman,
oh, yes.
mm-hmm. is on lots of committees concerned with curricula mm-hmm. of mathematics, in particular applied math, mm-hmm. and finite math, and so on. So somehow I think it's in part due to the fact that we were giving these particular courses long before the big universities had considered them as legitimate.
Mm-hmm. I think Alan went out to the West Coast a year or so ago. Was it Stanford?
Mm.
For a year? Was that during his sabbatical?
Yeah.
And he came back. How long has he been chairman?
I think he's had at least two terms, 6 years.
Mm-hmm. 2-3 year terms.
Yeah. Let's see now. When I stepped down, Armin Zamanian took over. I think he was only there for one term. That's like 75. Srivastav came in, I believe. And I don't know how many times he had, 78, 81. He may have had two terms.
Mm-hmm.
Or there might have been someone else in there, I don't remember. Maybe was Beltrami chairman? It could be that Beltrami was chairman. Srivastav one time, Beltrami one time, so that brings us up to 81. So that means that 81 and 6, 87.
Mm-hmm.
So Alan's probably been in there for two full times now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, do you think of anything else for the good of the order?
Well, let's see.
Relations with other faculty members outside your department. Was there much in the way of give and take intellectually? We didn't really have a faculty club.
Well, I just mentioned this relation of the statisticians to the other departments.
Right.
That's one. Well, at one point, I remember, of course, this was within engineering. I worked with Sumner on a research.
Sumner Levine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a joint paper on DNA and RNA replication.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Which, I'll never forget that paper because we must have gotten about 600 requests for reprints on that one.
Is that right?
considering that, I think one of the reasons is that it was probably the first and only paper for a while to apply physical chemistry and mathematics to the problem. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, it was novel. Mm-hmm. And, so everybody from MDs to you name it, mm-hmm. Thought that this was the paradigm, the goal, mm-hmm. the key to understanding. But so there were, it really generated a lot of interest. But let's see, working with other departments, I don't remember anything else. I'm trying to think of joint papers, between the two faculty members. And I can't think of anything else offhand, but there might be something. We have, in the department, we have lists of the papers that were published, the one to get that information from is Esther Weitzman.
Esther Weitzman.
Yeah. Yeah, Esther Weitzman, the administrative assistant.
W-E-I-T-Z, Weitzman.
Yeah, right. She's the one that would have that information. She would know what papers were published. And you could easily see from the authorship, co-authors, whether there was any cooperation. Now, of course, from time to time, someone from another department would drop in. I remember, for example, this fellow in chemistry, Schneider?
Bob Schneider?
Yeah, Bob Schneider. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember at the beginning, when I started, he came in to see me about some problem. He had a problem which involved some mathematics, and I helped him out with it. Mm-hmm. But it never appeared as a formal paper, with our two names. I don't know what he used it for, whether he published anything on it, or it was just a side result or something like that. And people from other departments have come in to see me, personally. Mm-hmm. And I remember Bob Sess, mechanical engineering, came in once, and I solved the problem for him. So this may have been going on with other people in the department. Mm-hmm. But unless there's something officially published, most of the time, they don't even know that it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to really specify.
Well, thanks very much.
Well, look, if I, this is off the top of my head.
I know it, yeah.
So,
if you get any idea as about something that should be included, ultimately, in a history of the early years, jot it down on paper. That would be very helpful.
Well, the early years was when we had the acting president. Well, you were one yourself, weren't you?
Sure. I was
yeah.
acting
yeah.
for 3 years,
yeah.
from 62 to 65.
It was a period of, I would say, relatively slow growth. I mean, some positions were doled out a bit, I think. But it was very slow compared to the period when John Toll came in.
Mm-hmm.
And the university took a big leap forward then because the budget was there
yes.
to hire people.
Yeah.
Isn't that a fact that that's what happened?
I think that's a fair statement. We had some positions. See, I was only supposed to be there for a year.
Uh-huh.
Then I was to go back to Albany. I was appointed executive dean in the Albany office on detail immediately. Before I could get any feel of the Albany office, down to Stony Brook.
Well, I remember you kept things on an even keel.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody else that you interviewed mentioned the great battle between the group in the Chicago group in education and
yeah.
the science group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There has been mention of that, right? Yeah. Also, my experience as dean at Bucknell made it quite clear to me that scientists, particularly engineers and philosophers, were poles apart in the way they approached things. And here you had an Olson, a man trained in philosophy.
Oh, and he brought in the group from Chicago, didn't he?
Yes.
He's the one that...
But Olson, as I understand it, also recommended Lee initially for dean of the graduate school.
Yeah.
And he wound up as president. Yeah. And Lee's an engineer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Engineers and philosophers don't mix.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that was the cause of Lee's downfall or not.
Oh, I don't think that had much to do with it. No, there were other factors.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I still don't know why he was fired, but exactly.
A lot of that goes back to Albany.
Yeah, well, I know they said that he went ahead on his own with the budget, and he didn't check with them and so on, get permission. He just went ahead and a lot of monies to certain projects, and they so on. But that's very vague.
He asked for more money than he could spend.
Oh.
And you know what happens if you don't spend money?
Ah. Oh.
You lose it.
Oh,
all right. I've...